Well, Todd, the big feature for today is going to be the interaction of a cold front that's been sliding through the northern plains and how it interacts with the remnants of Tropical Storm Cindy. You know, Cindy made landfall just the other day on Thursday, and the big plume of moisture that came in on the right side of Cindy is now pushing into the Ohio River Valley and also the lower Mississippi River Valley. And we had storms in the morning, basically coming through Illinois, coming through parts of Indiana and Michigan, all the way back actually toward Missouri. And those two features are going to work together to basically enhance the lift in the atmosphere over the Ohio River Valley. So we're going to expect quite a bit of precipitation across that region. And why I'm concerned about this is that flooding at this time of year can still cause quite a bit of problems, especially with issues with nitrogen in the corn crops. So we have to be keeping a lookout on that. Now, the big thing is after that leaves, we're going to be cooling down pretty substantially. We're going to see temperatures, you know, getting back into the 70s for several days here as this kind of larger trough feature in the jet stream really occupies a lot of the eastern half of the country. Now, it's from there that I really want to kind of discuss what the longer range forecast looks like. You see, we've been talking on this show for the last couple of weeks about the potential for some heat at the end of June and beginning of July. Some of the long range forecast models, specifically the GFS model, has been kind of hinting at the development of a ridge. But it's been keeping that ridge farther and farther west with each new model run. And by keeping it west, that keeps the eastern half of the Corn Belt, and actually most of the Corn Belt, in a much more favorable configuration for temperatures and precipitation. So we have been getting quite a bit of precipitation recently, and this has been fantastic for this young crop. And at the same time, we're going to see some cooler temperatures here in this last week of June. Now, with that next ridge setting up farther and farther to the west, that's actually going to be very favorable for temperatures at the beginning of July. And we've seen over the last couple of model runs, you know, a continuation of this kind of very active and overall cooler pattern. The long-range European model forecast, which just came out a few days ago, suggests that maybe through the first couple of weeks of July, we favor a cooler pattern over a warmer pattern. Now, the question becomes is when is the corn going to pollinate this year? You see, normally about this time, I feel like the corn is generally a lot taller, maybe closer to its pollination than it is in 2017. And I do think that unlike maybe the last few years where it's been the first 2 weeks of July that have been most crucial for corn pollination with respect to temperature stress, we got to watch the whole month. So I think we're going to have some late pollinating corn across the United States, which means while the first few weeks of July may favor overall a cooler pattern, especially the first week, if we have any heat stress toward the end of the month, that could really impact corn as well. So we got to watch the whole month. But overall, I think we're going to have some decent weather in terms of corn and its when it gets into its reproductive stages here over the next, call it 15 days. Won't be that every day is going to be cooler than average, but I think that's our overall favored pattern. And that is certainly a break from what I was calling for about a week ago. The models have really calmed down on bringing in that heat toward the end of this month and beginning of July. And real quick, I want to turn my attention globally. I was kind of been looking a lot over the last several days at kind of the global drought monitor and also looking at longer range forecasts in other big growing regions across the world. And I know on your show this has been talked about, but I just want to bring it up again. You know, right now some global pressures include drought in northeastern China where they grow a lot of grain. Also, we have some spotty drought across parts of Europe that is impacting wheat there, but it's also going to impact corn and soybeans that are grown north of the Black Sea in the Ukraine. And that forecast for July in those regions also looks to be unfavorable with hot and dry conditions that are expected there. So this may put some pressure on the global markets, and that may help help the U.S. Market kind of rebound, even though we're going to be seeing some decent weather around here. So, there's a lot to talk about and a lot to be watching, but, you know, overall the picture is not that negative for the beginning of July, at least for U.S. corn. So those are the big things that I'm kind of on the lookout for in the coming days.